Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, saints, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is Pastor Barbara Burris, amen, and this is Bible Study Day, amen, End Time Revelation, and we are truly God's gift to the world, amen. God, amen, created us for his glory and for his purpose, And so we just thank God. We ask God to move by his spirit today. Get your pens and your papers ready, amen, and take down notes, because what I'm giving you is in all-out accuracy, amen. It cannot be added, taken away from in anything, because when God speaks, he speaks. Amen. And when he speaks, he always speaks truth. That's one thing I love about him. He's sovereign. He's God. He can do everything but fail. But he has spoken truth in the earth realm to the body of Christ. Amen. And those that really want to know him need to understand that we need to study the Bible. You can't put the Bible down. Amen. You got to study and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, to the body. Amen. Because I'm telling you, the revelation and the knowledge that you get, amen, is going to help you in your future if you hold on to what God has given to you right now. We're going to have to literally, amen, get in this word. Amen. We're going to have to get in the word. So, Father, we just thank you, amen, for what you're doing. My thought for today, amen, and I always give a thought because we need to meditate on God's word. Let the meditation of my heart, amen, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we just praise God today. Amen. Giving him glory. All the honor and all the praise. Amen. We bind up the works of Satan because he is a defeated foe. Amen. So my thought is coming out of the book of Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his powers. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the partial and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the house sounding cymbals. Let everything that had breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. Father, we just thank you right now, and we give you all honor and glory. Amen. For what you're doing and what you're about to do in the earth realm. Amen. For I declare and decree that your kingdom come. Amen. On earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And I pray, God, that, amen, your purpose be manifested down here on earth. Amen. So that it would destroy the works of the devil. I ask that your kingdom, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to reveal, amen, more and more to the body of Christ what is needed, because we are kingdom builders and ambassadors for Christ. I bind up Satan works, amen, in the name of Jesus, in the earth realm as well as in the heaven, amen, as well as in the man kingdom, amen, and the animal kingdom, amen, and the hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, the wild beast kingdom and the fowl of the air kingdom, amen, and all of those that reside, amen, in the world, amen, because Satan has no authority over these, amen, because the Bible say God, Jesus, amen, died on the cross, amen, for us that we to the tree of life. So I proclaim and I declare and I decree that Satan's kingdom be torn down in Jesus' name. I expose the dark world, amen, where Satan resides in the heavens and reign on earth, and expose Satan's, amen, darkness, amen, so that we can be enlightened, amen, to the will of God, and the blindfold, amen, that's been on our minds be taken away. For God is sovereign and he can do everything but fail. I decree and amen, a recovery of God's kingdom back to the rightful owner, amen, amen, in the earth, amen, and command Satan's dark kingdom to be exposed and torn down. God's kingdom on earth and in heaven will be done. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I sin, amen, trouble, amen, angels that will fight, amen, on God's behalf, and confusions to Satan's dark world, amen, and that they would fight on God's behalf, amen, and defeat Satan's word concerning God's people in the kingdom, amen, in the earth realm. Thank you, Jesus. I bind up that thief that come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I bind up this hindrance, amen, and deception, amen, the lies that Satan has told, the temptation that he's placed before mankind. I bind and rebuke, amen, every spirit that want to come in and enter in and cause destruction, amen, and cause, amen, God's people's mind to be challenged. Amen. Satan should not do that, and I bind and rebuke him in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, because we are the vessels of the living God. I bind up Satan's kingdom on earth and his laws and his commandments. Amen. Be it from the prisons to the hospitals, from the sick rooms, amen, to those that have diseases, from jobs and, amen, to those that have financial problems. Amen. I bind and rebuke every hindrance, every trick and trap, amen, of the devil. I release, amen, the mind of Christ, amen, in the earth realm to God's people, that their minds be enlightened by Jesus Christ and his word. I release the power of God and anointing of God to those, amen, that are called by God for service, so that they can stand. For the Bible said, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I cast down imagination and every high thing that want to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And bring them down and make them subject to Jesus Christ and his authority. Thy kingdom come, God, on earth as it is in heaven. I declare and decree that every witchcraft, every familiar spirit, every sorcery, every distraction, every lust, and all manner of temptations, amen, be torn down that Satan has built up in the earth realm in man's kingdom. Amen. And loose the powers and will of God. I command God's people 5 senses, amen, to be sharpened, amen, that they might be able to discern the difference between what is good and evil and what is right and wrong. Amen. I command that restoration be a part of God's people's lives, and they would receive back what the enemy, amen, has stolen, what the cankerworm and the pommelworm have stolen and taken away. I command that God's people walk in obedience and perfect love and forgiveness, for our enemy is the devil and not man. Amen. I speak that God's kingdom come for us to legislate for Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 10 and 7. Amen. And as you go, preach, the kingdom of God is at hand. I command that Satan be totally, totally put to disarray, and that his powers will not be able to affect God's people anymore, and that our minds be enlightened with the truth. And I give God the glory today, and I give him all the honor, because he is a sovereign God. Amen. And the Bible says we should reclaim these things back. Amen. Because God has given us dominion in Jesus' name over the earth realm and in the earth realm. Thank you, Jesus. And speak, amen. Declare and decree, amen. Speak a word in season that will release you from these demonic oppressions and powers in Jesus' name. Now, I want you to listen to this song before I go into the word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to get your pens and paper ready, because this is an awesome, awesome word from God. Thank you, Jesus. Something we need to know. Listen.
When I consider the vastness of God and all of the marvelous attractions that his hands have made, flowers and birds and oceans and mountains, truly God is an awesome wonder.
Heaven and thousands, you're my kings and queens of Mississippi and Brooklyn, you're Mississippi. You went down and took clay in your hand, then you fashioned it to man. We stand in awe of what you've done. Oh God, we all.
Praise the Lord. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I give you glory today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome in all your powers. Infinite in your ways. Nobody can do you. Hallelujah. Like Jesus, saints. We need to grab hold to the real thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There was a song that was years ago say, I know I got the real thing. Well, I found out. Amen. I didn't have it back in the world, but I got it with Jesus Christ. Amen. And my thought, amen, amen, is coming Bible study. A mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. We need to know that the world affairs will become so bad, amen, in this near future. And some of us are going to look for help and survival, amen, and going to find out, amen, that the only help, amen, will come from the Lord if they don't turn their backs on the Lord, amen, and go over to this devil who is going to cause people to receive a mark of the beast, amen, in order to buy or sell on a local or commercial scale. He's after the commerce. He's been doing it for years. He's been trying to set up his kingdom for years. That's why I said the kingdom of this world, the dark world, need to be torn down. Because what Satan has been trying to do, amen, this governmental system that he has set up, amen, all over the world is failing. So Jesus had to come in, amen, in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, amen, with the sixth verse, amen, with the black horse, amen. Thank you, Jesus, where it speaks about famine, amen. Amen. And I declare and decree that God's sovereignty reign, amen, because of what Satan is doing on the earth. No president, no prime minister, no leaders of any nation are going to be able to stop, amen, this evil that Satan is trying to set up in the earth realm. Amen. We talk about the commerce. Amen. We talk about what's getting ready to come up on the earth, and we need to understand that people need to stop selling their land. Listen, America, I don't care what you think. I don't care what you believe, but you need to stop selling your land and giving it away. Keep up on your taxes. Keep paying your taxes. Because what Satan is going to do, amen, not only is he going to affect us, amen, with the economy, but every portion of land that he can get hold to, amen, his people, amen, Satan have a kingdom and he has people down here on earth working for him. They're going to acquire that land if you don't hold on to it. And when the Antichrist come, amen, because of us being Christians, we're not going to accept the mark of the beast. We're going to accept Jesus, amen, mark, amen, and we're going to need the land to make and use it for production, to produce crops, amen. We're going to have to go back to farming, amen, individual farming, amen, and I'm telling you the truth. And one of the things that I have recently spoke to you about was Satan's strategy that he had used in the past as in being used as at this present time he's using it, amen, and will be utilized in the future, and it was in reference to commerce. I told you what God has said about the economy, global recession, and why Jesus had to open the seven seals. We are now in the third seal, where the black horse is coming in with the famine, and he said, don't hurt the oil and the wine. The oil represents the anointing, and the wine represents the people. Amen. I explained that to you in detail. I had spoken to you about the famine and what caused the famine and who had started evil from the beginning of creation. Satan is trying to play God. Amen. Have you ever heard of him say that he's the God of this world, and what the Bible write about him saying that he's the God of this world? Well, he claims that, amen, in essence to what he did, amen, at the beginning of creation. So he made himself a little God. But we don't claim him as God because we have a God that's sovereign and reign over us. He is trying to form a one-world government. And this one-world government, or shall I say, call it a kingdom, amen, so that his kingdom can be rule and reign over God and his people. That's what he's trying to do. And the way that he's trying to do it is through deception and fear and lies and trickery. Amen. Sorcery, witchcraft, amen, all manner of seduction, amen, beguiling, any kind of way he can come in and try to overthrow the will of God and then to try to overthrow God's people. And one of the things he come to do is to steal, kill, and destroy, and he'll do that, amen, in a minute. And once you let him into your house, I'm telling you, it's hell to get him out. He is trying to build up a kingdom that will literally take over the entire heavens and the world itself. Amen. But this will never happen because the word has already been spoken concerning his life. And one thing I have learned, that once God speak a word out of his mouth, it will not return back void. I spoke to you about Mr. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth, being Lebanon. Lebanon is that because of Satan wanting to set up with the Antichrist a commercial area where the Antichrist will go in and make distributions of commerce all over the world. Amen. It will be a distribution center to operate, amen, and to distribute commodities all over the world. You would they would import those commodities there in Lebanon, amen. In certain areas, and some areas they will keep the commodities in those nations, and then through computer, they would turn back around and distribute those commodities all over the world. For many years, Satan had worked on trying to establish this evil. Amen. He knows where sin is, God won't be. When famine is in the land, it causes much suffering. Amen. And Satan knew that from the beginning of creation, that anything he did to cause Adam and Eve to come over to his side would cause God to literally pull up and reject him. God cannot stand sin. He won't be in the presence of sin. Because of Satan's evil that he has done, God would curse the land, amen, instead of cursing Adam, because he had already blessed Adam. God had told Adam from the beginning of creation that the earth will be cursed because of what he did. Amen. It was not only Eve's fault, but it was Adam's fault as well. He could not curse Adam because he had spoken blessings upon him. Satan knew this, amen. So he knew that God would literally, amen, not be able to be what Adam wanted him to be even after he had sinned. So God had to pull away from Adam. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God told Adam, amen, from the beginning that he should not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Well, he did, amen, and he did because his wife influenced him. And Satan influenced his wife. Let us look at the famine in the land today in reference to global economy. Worldwide famine is caused by a large amount of scarcity where a nation cannot produce the right amounts of food. Modernization is not there. Amen. If you look now in the third world countries, they're not modernized. They still use outhouses. They still cook on open fires. They don't have decent homes. Technology is behind, and earth resources will not produce on the land. Amen. Crops will not produce. And don't forget about sin. That's sin in the camp. Well, sin is in the camp. Amen. That's the greatest cause of famine. Most third world countries are impoverished by lack of technology. They have been and will be in times past and in the future. Amen. Literally in famine for many, many years. In their growth from the beginning that they became a nation or whatever they became, they were behind in time. Amen. And the applications of methods to improve their lives was just literally not utilized because they were not up to par. Civilization on and in other countries outgrew them, amen, and they could not compete in the market area or in commerce. Their economy is not boosted, is not encouraged, foreign trade does not exist, or in their communication to encourage trade, it does not exist. They might try to do it, but they don't have anything to give to the other nations. When King David and King Hiram got together, one of the things that they did, they had introduced to the nations commerce, amen, commercial routes where King Hiram would set up ships. The Phoenician ships would go in and get various commodities from other nations and bring them in to Lebanon and over into Canaan. And that's how commerce started, and also not only the commerce, but also the navies got started in that area. And so people were able, King David and King Hiram were able, and Solomon was included too, because he used King Hiram's navies and his ships as far as the commodity was concerned. So they began to network together to produce, amen, ties, amen, that would help support the various nations and their commerce, amen, their routes of trade and stuff like that. Just for grain and wheat that other nations didn't have, the wheat alone would purchase gold. And gold became one of the most valuable commodities that's in the world today. Amen. And it should be still a valuable commodity. But if you look at the world system, the gold is depleted. It has no value. The silver is completely depleted. It has no value. Amen. And the money, now the paper is literally depleting. It's not going to have any value. So Satan is going to use the mark of the beast, amen, a certain symbol that he has, and I will talk to you more about that, amen, in order to sell, amen, or buy commerce. Amen. Not today because of this population growth. Amen. We are overpopulated. Amen. And sin is in the world. They have taken God out. We are sure to, amen, walk in a famine and a depression and recession in America and globally because of the effect of overpopulation and the things that I have mentioned. I spoke to you about the commerce, amen, and the economy, and more than you can even imagine, amen, the catastrophes that are behind this that you can't see. It's hidden behind the scene, and it's all dealing with the governments over the various worlds, amen. And it was all geared by Satan, amen, in order to overthrow God's kingdom and to build his kingdom. But I speak to you today, amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen, and said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The Antichrist will use this false religion. Amen, that's the second thing that's coming in. Amen, false religion. Amen, and also war. The various armies, the various military forces, military and its strategy, and religion, amen, in order to try to form his one world government, amen, his kingdom. But it's being torn down even now as I speak. As Satan builds, God tear down. As Satan try to produce, God tears down every production of Satan. As Satan enters in your life and try to bring in havoc, God literally tears it down. We need to stay with God. Amen. Next Thursday, I will go in more detail on in the beginning, not in the beginning, but Mr. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. Amen. God bless you and have a great weekend. Selling your land, people.